B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
We're going to start with this. Brazilian President Bolsonaro.
Bolsonaro.
Is in the hospital after an unending bout of hiccups has left him with abdominal pain.
I saw this.
Bolsonaro, who's had hiccups for more than 10 days, would be monitored and tested for up to 48 hours, though he may not stay in the hospital that whole time. His administration said he's in good spirits. The hospitalization is the latest health issue for the far-right leader, who over the past few years has been stabbed, contracted COVID-19, and most recently had difficulty speaking in public. Bolsonaro's unrelenting hiccups have interrupted recent public appearances. On social media last Thursday, he said he had the hiccups for over a week and might not be able to speak properly. On Friday, a local outlet reported that he had to leave a dinner due to the illness. Then on Tuesday, he told supporters that he was voiceless and that if he talks too much, the hiccups return. It's unclear what's causing the hiccups, but CNN said Bolsonaro has tied it to a medication that he took after dental implant surgery.
Interesting.
The outlet also said that the president has an abdominal hernia and doctors are considering surgically removing it. It's also possible the leader's abdominal issues are related to the surgeries he underwent after being stabbed ahead of the 2018 election. It had punctured his organs and left him almost dead. But he's had hiccups for 10 days.
There have been stories like that and stories, people with much longer situations.
Yeah. Rather than paying a bag fee that he adamantly disagreed with, a Canadian man told an airline employee at Fort Lauderdale Airport in Florida Saturday that there was a bomb in his luggage.
Just kidding, right?
Yeah, Wagle Rosen's comment Saturday morning prompted authorities to evacuate three terminals and halt all operations at the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport for hours.
God, it was just a bomb joke.
Rosen, who was 74, was arrested and charged with making a false report concerning planting a bomb, explosive, or weapon of mass destruction. He was at the Air Canada counter on his way to Toronto when he engaged in a heated verbal argument with an airline employee over additional charges for baggage and the airline's no cash policy. The employee then told Rosen he needed to walk from Terminal 2 to 3 to purchase a Visa credit card for his carry-on fee. Rosen then walked away without his luggage, and when the employee told him he needed to take it, Mr. Rosen responded by telling the employee there was a bomb in the bag. Rosen's comment caused the evacuations. And Rosen remained in jail early Tuesday afternoon on a $20,000 bond. Faces up to 15 years in prison. I doubt he'll get that, but...
No, but at this point
still,
in time...
Still, man. Yeah.
Don't say bomb. Mm-hmm. Don't joke bomb. Nothing that even sounds like bomb. Don't do it.
An Ohio hospital has acknowledged that a patient received a new kidney that was meant for someone else.
Oh, boy.
Officials at University Hospitals in Cleveland on Monday apologized for the mistake and said two employees have been placed on administrative leave.
Sorry, the one patient was supposed to get a dental implant, right?
The kidney given to the wrong patient is compatible.
Oh, good.
And the person is expected to recover. The other patient's surgery has been delayed, though. That's the thing.
So what do they do with the kidney they removed? I guess they toss it?
Well, no, they used it. It's good. Yeah. I mean, they put it in there. They took the bad one out
of
the other person.
Somebody else was just supposed to get it.
Right, exactly.
I got you.
Yeah, so.
But fortunately, it was a match.
Yeah, officials said the hospital.
Hey, lucky you.
Is reviewing how the error occurred to prevent similar mistakes going forward.
Sorry.
The hospital has notified the United Network for Organ Sharing, which manages the National Transplant System. A man, Casey, this story is for you, man.
All right.
A man was viciously mauled to death by a shark Saturday after he walked into the sea off a Brazilian beach in a drunken state to urinate. So he just went in to pee.
Dude.
That's all you ever go in for.
Yeah, that's it. Well, how far in did he go?
Waist high.
No, really?
My balls!
Marcelo Roca Santos was drinking with his friend at Pia Dade Beach before the tragic incident took place. Santos reportedly walked into the sea when the shark leapt out of the water and attacked him. Ah! Adriano Gomez, an eyewitness, said that at the same time Santos entered the water, the weather was cloudy and the sea had begun to storm, a weather type that invigorates sharks' activity. There was a lot of blood in the water, he said. Another witness said Santos and his friends went into the sea to pee because there was no toilet in the vicinity. He said, "I was next to him with water up to my waist." Santos's mutilated remains washed ashore after the attack. And photographs taken by bystanders showed the shark had torn off one of his arms and bitten off a large chunk of the flesh out of his leg.
Man.
The man's body with no vital signs was taken to a hospital where he was confirmed dead.
It's funny because people react to the data on shark attacks and they say these people were only, you know, they were attacked. They were only in 3 or 4 feet of water, but that's where most people are.
At least 12 shark attacks previously have taken place at that location. On the beach where Santos died.
Don't go in the water.
A lifeguard who was on duty at the time of the attack was unable to save the man. While there were various caution signs at the beach warning people not to enter the water, the lifeguards reportedly did not ask the men to come out of the water because they were only waist deep. Though it wasn't clear which type of shark attacked the man, experts suspected it to be a bull shark or tiger shark. So, yeah. But, Casey, that they had had 12 shark attacks at that beach.
Okay. Yeah, so right. Maybe you'll be the first of this one.
Yeah. All right, and there you go.
I haven't been in yet.
All right, don't.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
Well, there's a time-honored saying that maintains there's a first time for everything, and a recent incident that unfolded in the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness, or the BWCA, that suggests it might be too true. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources reported that Conservation Officer Mary Manning recently took a report of an armed bear.
An armed bear?
Yes, on the loose. In the BWCA, a camper told Manning that the bear stole
Feeling lucky, punk?
The bear stole his backpack that had a handgun and several delicious-smelling snacks inside.
A Glock.
From a portage landing and ran off into the woods.
And delicious-smelling snacks.
Officer Manning and a colleague from the U.S. Forest Service responded to the portage, and after searching the area...
You're going to need body bags.
They were able to locate the shredded pack... A bunch of empty snack wrappers and the missing handgun. The bear remains on the loose.
So the bear wasn't wielding it. It just had it in the bag.
Yep. In a weekly report, the Minnesota DNR called the armed bear incident a first for both their agency and the U.S. Forest Service.
So does the armed bear have the right to bear arms?
Hey! Right. He does.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's a tale as old as time, but it never gets less funny.
Beauty and the Beast?
Video released from the Detroit Police Department shows a carjacking foiled by the most wonderful of things, a manual transmission.
Yes.
Three male suspects suspended on the vehicle in question. A blue 2006 Acura TSX. After climbing in, the suspect spent no more than 20 seconds in the vehicle before fleeing on foot. Apparently, after realizing they couldn't drive the stick.
There's great footage I saw on one of the news channels years ago, and it was that they had surveillance footage, and the car's just going like 2 miles an hour and lurching, and the guy found the gate out and just ran.
So, thankfully, it appears nobody was hurt. The owner presumably recovered their vehicle without major incident. Detroit police are currently seeking the three unidentified suspects in relation to the crime.
To be honest, that's a great security measure if you can do it.
Well, listen to this. Yeah. According to a 2016 report, only 18% of Americans know how to drive a manual car.
There you go.
And it's likely why the same story has occurred many 18? Times over.
That's it?
That's what it says, yeah.
I'm surprised.
They just, you know.
They don't really make them that much anymore.
Yeah. No. I mean, even like Jeeps are hard to find in manual.
And trucks, rental trucks, all those things that used to be. I think, do school buses still have...
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Police in Albuquerque, New Mexico say Loyola Volpert was wearing a hospital gown on Saturday in a neighborhood near San Pedro when she reportedly removed the gown, tried breaking into locked vehicles, and then started destroying items in people's front yards. So you got a naked lady doing this. Criminal complaints say that when the police got to the scene, she tried to run, started throwing items at the officers. Police caught up with her and they arrested her when she allegedly kicked an officer. She was booked and charged with battery upon a police officer.
Now,
Another naked lady story. Crews rescued a naked woman who was wedged between two commercial buildings in Santa Ana on Tuesday.
Like a super tight fit, right?
Yeah. She's actually lucky to be alive, yeah. I think. The woman was stuck between two walls in an opening no more than a foot wide. They said actually about 8 inches wide. Officers were called to the area around 2 p.m. after workers at a nearby business heard the woman's cries for help. And weren't sure where the sounds were coming from. The officer eventually spotted the woman and rescuers were called to the scene. She was trapped inside a space just 8 inches wide. Like firefighters couldn't get to the woman and she couldn't get out, prompting a plan to drill a hole into the wall nearby to insert a camera and see if it was possible to cut the wall open and get her out. It's unclear how she got trapped in there in the first place. Now, they got the call at 2. It wasn't until about 4:30
yeah.
that they were able to get the woman out after cutting a chunk of concrete out of the wall.
8 or 9 inches?
Yeah. It's unclear if the woman was hurt. Paramedics plan to assess her, so that's pretty wild. A Hong Kong Instagram star tragically plummeted to her death after she slipped while snapping a selfie at a waterfall.
We were talking about this.
The shocking incident occurred after Sophia Chung and her three friends embarked on a trip to Ha Pak Lai Park. On Saturday, the influencer had decided to take selfies at the edge of a waterfall at the park's Pineapple Mountain site, which is a locale popular with the hikers at sunset. And she apparently lost her footing and fell and ended up in a pool below. Chung's horrified friends promptly called emergency services, who quickly arrived and whisked the woman to the hospital, where she was pronounced dead on arrival. That's horrible.
For a selfie.
One last story. A Taco Bell employee in Nashville, Tennessee, was arrested on Monday after she and her co-workers allegedly set off fireworks inside the restaurant, causing the building to catch fire as they watched from afar and accidentally locked themselves out.
Well, there's a bunch of stupid things there.
The incident took place on July 5th, but by July 8th, the restaurant's manager discovered surveillance camera footage that showed his employees playing with fireworks inside the restaurant.
If only they had a parking lot.
The footage had not been released, but at one point is said to show employees placing an item into a trash can near the door, using their cell phone cameras to record the trash can from the outside of the restaurant before realizing they locked themselves out. And when they couldn't get back inside, the trash can started to smoke. They called 911 for help. Nashville Fire Department estimates the fire caused more than $30,000 worth of damage to the inside of the restaurant. And its shift leader, Courtney Mays, was taken into custody Monday and charged with aggravated arson. So she's going to get in a lot of trouble for that one, yeah. And that is it. That's the last story I have in the Bizarre File.
That's
for
good.
You.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.